Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan from Mankato. I'm Paul Allen, joined now by one of the very best overall kickers in the National Football League. He is Minnesota Vikings kicker Blair Walsh in his fourth year from Georgia. Congratulations on the new contract, Blair.
Thanks, PA. I appreciate that.
Fourth year from Georgia. You're a crafty veteran.
Not quite, but 4 years in does sound pretty nice.
Things were so inconsistent in your final year at Georgia. Was there a time you weren't sure that you would even be on an NFL team?
No, it never entered my mind. I'm a pretty confident kid, and I always knew that I was going to be able to turn it around. I needed some coaching from outside to see that, but that thought never really entered my mind.
What was that coaching that you got that helped you become one of the best kickers in the NFL?
You know, Coach Prefer just slowed me down a little bit. We got out here and worked on our technique, and, he really dissected it in ways that we'd never had before, and, we kind of simplified it in order to get back to the level that I'd kicked at my entire college career before my last year. So,
Blair, your rookie season was as good as the NFL has seen, and you've had a really good career as you've moved on into your fourth year. Are you hard on yourself? I mean, like, you had a game last year against the Lions. I think you missed three kicks. How do you act after a game like that?
You got to take it in stride. I mean, for all the times that you get the great successes, you got to be able to deal with the failures as well. You got to be able to sit in front of the media and answer the questions and, take ownership for what you've done. But at the same time, you got to be able to realize it is just, it's still a game. You got to go out there and do your job and be confident in yourself. But at the end of the day, football is a game.
Blair Walsh has made 17 field goals of 50 yards and beyond. What are some keys to making a field goal from 50 yards and beyond?
Realize that it is a long field goal and treat it like a long field goal. You can't kick the 55 yarder like it's a 30 yarder. You just can't. You got to go out there and have a little bit different of a swing and a little bit different mindset and realize that not everybody expects you to make it, but the guys on your sideline expect you to make it. So it's a big bonus when you do, and it's the one time that you're really noticed amongst all your peers. So
rule change, extra points from the 15 this year. Your thoughts?
Love it. I like the fact that we're going to be a little bit more involved, and that's, as long as the coaches continue to kick the extra points. The games will get a little hairy in bad weather about whether guys go for it or not, but I think it's interesting.
Do you feel the NFL is trying to handcuff teams into trying for two-point conversions more?
I think a little bit. I do think that there will be a few games this year decided by one or two missed extra points, and I'm not sure if that's what the competition committee wants, but that's what I think the result's going to be.
The punter and the holder, Jeff Locke, you guys have a great friendship. What's it like working with him?
He's a great punter and a great guy. I love being around people that work hard and take their job seriously, and that's exactly what Jeff does. He's super talented, and once he puts it all together on the field completely, you're going to see great stuff from Jeff.
Blair Walsh is the franchise leader in touchbacks, and that's a great, great stat to have in your belt because we've had some really good kickers here. What are the keys for you heading into a kickoff? Do you try to boom it out of the end zone every time? What's the strategy?
Depends what our call is. Sometimes Coach Prefer wants us to put it in a corner or, a certain alley, and sometimes he just says, hit it away. I know sometimes he gets mad at me if I hit touchbacks because he wants the coverage unit to actually, get those tackles inside the 20, but at the same time, we're realistic with it, and if we can get it out of the end zone, we're gonna.
So there's an art to plopping it inside the 10, kind of like playing with a 9-iron when you golf.
Of course, it's very similar to a golf game. It's basically like, hitting a long drive, but at the same time, you want to play a draw here or fade here, so there's different avenues you can go.